A little boy was selling newspapers on the corner. The people were in and out of the cold. The little boy was so cold that he wasn't trying to sell many papers. He walked up to a policeman and said, "Mister, you wouldn't happen to know where a poor boy could find a warm place to sleep tonight, would you? You see, I sleep in a box up around the corner there and down the alley, and it's awful cold in there for tonight. It sure would be nice to have a warm place to stay." The policeman looked down at the little boy and said, "You go down the street to that big white house and you knock on the door. When they come to the door, you just say, 3:16, and they'll let you in." So he did. He walked up the steps, knocked on the door, and a lady answered. He looked up and said, "3:16. The lady said, "Come on in, son." She took him in and sat him down in a split-bottom rocker in front of a great big fireplace. Then she walked off. The boy sat there for a while and thought to himself, "3:16. I don't understand it, but it sure makes a cold boy warm." Later, she came back and asked him, "Are you hungry?" He said, "Well, just a little. I haven't eaten in a couple of days, and I could stand a little bit of food." The lady took him in the kitchen, sat him down to a table full of wonderful food. He ate and ate until he couldn't eat anymore. Then he thought to himself, "3:16. Boy, I sure don't understand it, but it sure makes a hungry boy full." She took him upstairs to a bathroom, to a huge bathtub filled with warm water. And he sat there and soaked for a while. As he soaked, he thought to himself, "3:16, I don't understand it, but it sure makes a dirty boy clean. You know, I haven't had a bath, a real bath, in my whole life. The only bath I ever had was when I stood in front of that big fire hydrant as they flushed it out." The lady came in and got him, took him to a room and tucked him into a big feather bed, pulled the covers up around his neck, kissed him goodnight, and turned out the lights. As he lay there in the darkness and looked out at the window at the snow coming down on that cold night, he thought to himself, "3:16. I don't understand it, but it sure makes a tired boy rest." The next morning, the lady came back up and took him down again to that same big table full of food. After he ate, she took him back to that same big split-bottom rocker in front of the fireplace. She picked up a big Bible. She sat down in front of him and looked into his young face. "Do you understand 3:16? She asked. He replied, "No, ma'am, I don't. The first time I ever heard it was last night when the policeman told me to use it." She opened the Bible to 3:16 and began to explain to him about Jesus. Right there, in front of that big fireplace, he gave his heart and life to Jesus. He sat there and thought, "3:16. I don't understand it, but it sure makes a lost boy feel safe." And you know, I have to confess, I don't understand it either, how God was willing to send his son to die for me, and how Jesus would agree to do such a thing. I don't understand the agony of the Father and every angel in heaven as they watched Jesus suffer and die. I don't understand the intense love for me that kept Jesus on the cross till the end. I don't understand it, but it sure does make life worth living. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.